Good morning. It's March 20th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the ever-turbulent world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin's recent price movements have caught the attention of investors and analysts alike. From a record high of $73,700, the digital currency experienced a significant 14% drop, only to make a notable recovery to approximately $64,900. This volatility has not gone unnoticed, with key support and resistance levels now under the microscope. Analysts have pinpointed these crucial thresholds, identifying support levels at $61,100, $56,685, and $51,530, while resistance levels stand at $66,990 and $72,880. This technical analysis comes at a time when Bitcoin's market dynamics are particularly noteworthy. The recent downturn was marked by the first single-day net outflow from Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, since late last month, totaling a substantial $642 million. This outflow, coupled with market caution surrounding the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC meeting, has played a significant role in Bitcoin's recent performance. Despite these challenges, the adoption of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs, tells a different story of confidence and growing institutional interest. In just 3 months of trading, these ETFs have accumulated 4.2% of Bitcoin's available supply, with BlackRock's ETF alone holding over 203,000 BTC, valued at nearly $16 billion. This surge in ETF adoption is further underscored by the actions of major Wall Street asset managers, including Bank of America's Merrill Lynch and Wells Fargo, which have added spot Bitcoin ETFs to their offerings. This move indicates a growing interest among institutional investors, suggesting a broader acceptance and integration of Bitcoin into the mainstream financial landscape. In a breakthrough for blockchain technology and its applications, Ethereum's recent Denken EIP 4844 upgrade is making waves by drastically reducing transaction costs. This pivotal improvement is not just a technical tweak. It's reshaping how digital finance integrates with real-world applications, particularly in sectors like real estate. The heart of this transformation lies in the significant cut in transaction costs brought about by the Ethereum upgrade. This reduction has made the platform markedly more accessible, leading to an uptick in daily transactions and minting activities on the Ethereum-based network. It's a game-changer for developers and users alike, offering a smoother and more affordable blockchain experience. Moreover, the upgrade has supercharged Layer 2 solutions, enhancing their cost efficiency and scalability. This improvement has effectively eliminated the need for a Layer 3 deployment strategy, simplifying the blockchain landscape. The result? A surge in Layer 2 adoption, inviting a broader spectrum of users to explore and engage with this advanced blockchain layer. But the implications extend beyond Ethereum itself. The convergence of this upgrade with the approval of Bitcoin ETFs is bridging the once-wide gap between traditional and digital finance. It's a harmonization that showcases the potential of blockchain technology in fostering financial inclusion and innovation. Additionally, the upgrade has catalyzed the integration of decentralized finance, DeFi, with real-world assets. This integration is revolutionizing financing methods, offering new solutions and refining traditional systems like mortgages and banking. It's a clear indication of how blockchain technology is maturing, promising to unlock unprecedented levels of innovation and success in the financial industry. In essence, these developments mark a significant inflection point in the financial sector. The arrival of a mature blockchain ecosystem, highlighted by Ethereum's latest upgrade, is set to drive future innovation and success, heralding a new era of financial inclusivity and technological advancement. In a bold move that could shake up the global investment landscape, Japan's Government Pension Investment Fund, GPIF, is contemplating a significant addition to its $1.5 trillion portfolio. The world's largest pension fund is not just eyeing traditional assets, but is considering venturing into the realm of cryptocurrencies, specifically Bitcoin, alongside other non-traditional assets such as gold, farmland, and forests. This diversification strategy aims to bolster the fund's resilience and growth potential. The recent interest rate hike by the Bank of Japan has sparked a renewed interest in alternative investments. With the traditional financial environment shifting, assets like Bitcoin are becoming increasingly attractive to institutional investors, including pension funds. This move by the GPIF could potentially drive demand for Bitcoin and other alternative investments, marking a significant pivot in the investment strategies of major global funds. However, this exploration into the world of cryptocurrencies and non-traditional assets is not a hasty one. The GPIF is embarking on a comprehensive 5-year research project to thoroughly investigate the potential expansion of its investment targets. With a deadline for information submission set for April 19, 2024, the fund is taking a cautious and calculated approach to this potential diversification. While the implications of such a pivot could be vast, impacting not only the cryptocurrency and precious metals markets, but also setting a precedent for other countries and their investment strategies, it's important to note that there is no current commitment from GPIF to invest in Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. The volatile nature of cryptocurrency investments remains a significant concern for pension funds, prompting a cautious approach to any potential allocation in such assets. In a groundbreaking move, BlackRock, the titan of asset management, has unveiled a pioneering venture into the world of digital finance. This venture marries the traditional strength of BlackRock with the cutting-edge technology of blockchain through the launch of a tokenized investment fund. This isn't just any fund, it's a clear signal that the future of finance may well be digital. The BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, as it's officially known, isn't just a nod to the future. It's a robust step forward. It leverages the Ethereum blockchain, represented by an ERC-20 token, dubbed BWDL. Starting strong, the fund is initially seeded with a hefty $100 million in Circle's USDC stablecoin, setting a high bar with a minimum investment threshold of $100,000. This initiative isn't operating in isolation. It's the product of a collaboration with Securitize, a firm with a track record of tokenizing assets for other managers, signaling a serious commitment to bringing real-world assets into the digital age. The strategic implications of this launch are far-reaching. Larry Fink, BlackRock's CEO, has openly shared his vision, placing tokenization at the heart of finance's future. He regards the steps towards launching Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs as foundational to this broader vision. It's clear that BlackRock isn't just dipping its toes in the digital assets pool, it's executing a well-thought-out strategy to lead in this space. Their previous launch of a Bitcoin ETF and the plans for an Ethereum ETF underscore this commitment. The market's response to this announcement was unequivocally positive. Despite a broader market downturn, Ondo Finance's native token, ONDO, surged by 20%. Outshining both the broad market CoinDesk 20 index and Bitcoin. This reaction underscores the market's optimism about BlackRock's foray into digital asset management and the potential for tokenization to transform the financial industry. In a landmark resolution, Genesis Global Capital LLC, a key player in the cryptocurrency lending market, has reached a settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, marking a pivotal moment in the regulation of crypto assets. This settlement includes a hefty $21 million civil penalty and a permanent injunction, addressing charges of unregistered securities sales linked to its Gemini Earn program, a scheme that left around 340,000 investors in limbo, unable to access their crypto assets valued at approximately $900 million. The SEC's charges against Genesis Global Capital, LLC, revolve around the Gemini Earn program, which the agency contends involved the unregistered offer and sale of securities. This situation has not only impacted hundreds of thousands of investors, but has also highlighted the critical need for compliance with securities laws within the burgeoning crypto lending sector. In addition to settling with the SEC, Genesis is navigating through other legal challenges, including a lawsuit from the New York Attorney General. Moreover, the firm has been greenlit to liquidate $1.6 billion worth of GBTC in an effort to repay its creditors. The cryptocurrency market, meanwhile, is experiencing its own turbulence, with a 6% overall decline and a 6.6% price correction specifically for Bitcoin. These market movements underscore the volatile nature of digital assets and the broader implications of regulatory actions on market dynamics. SEC Chair Gary Gensler and Director of Enforcement Gerber S. Gruehl have both emphasized the significance of this settlement, viewing it as a crucial step towards ensuring adherence to securities laws in the crypto space. This action against Genesis Global Capital, LLC, is part of a broader SEC initiative aimed at bringing greater clarity and security to the cryptocurrency market, a move that seeks to protect investors and stabilize the rapidly evolving digital asset landscape. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.